Self-help study and classroom study are the two key study learning styles essential for students to engage in education, while the choice usually differs from one student to another. There is continually a massive debate about which is fantastic, and alas, there isn't always a single proper or wrong reply to this. Why do you ask? Well, it's probably due to the fact that whatever suits the person is what's right for that person. Self-study. Self-study for certification is a great way of lowering education expenses because, let's be fair, education providers are out there to make money and can and do charge a premium for imparting training. Self-study, if truth be told, allows the student to study at their very own pace and the usage of a range of media to allow them to get the required information to pass the certifications and, for the most part, is all it's required to pass exams. If mastered appropriately, this method can supercharge your curiosity like an Einstein. The costs involved with self-study can be further reduced by using second-hand education material. This site from time to time has members selling off their old manuals cheaply, and the use of internet-based content to further their knowledge. Self-study depends on your will strength to actually do the studying. If you don't have the willpower to spend a couple of hours a day reading, then the goalposts for passing the exam constantly shift, and you may additionally never really sit and pass the exam. Brain hacking, excellent formulas for a genius IQ. Ignite your creativity today. It is conceivable that self-study tends to be a very lonely island. It's not everyone that's willing to ask you questions from the manual or explain to you that no, you're wrong, and it truly is not the way you're supposed to set up network share security, and occasionally you do not realize that really that concept that was defined in the book 30 Ways Backwards can truly be explained in 20 seconds, and you understand it better this time because it makes extra feel, or that actually the real world way of doing something is different. Classroom study. Classroom education tends to be carried out by means of certified trainers with some actual world experience. One essential component to understand about training and trainers is that you do not have to have real world experience to be a good trainer, as long as you can get the subject matter over to the students and answer questions posed, either straight away or later on after finding out the answer, is what makes a good trainer, and is typically filled with like-minded students who have a proper grasp of the subject to hand. A small classroom provides unique procedures to the same subject. One person's way of implementing something could be different to another, and each person can learn from the other. The classroom tends to follow a structured path where you are learning the required information to move on to the next subject in a realistic time frame. There is no time to overlook the subject matter because of the structure of the training. Obviously, attending training with gaps of several months between modules can have an impact on retained knowledge. The students in the classroom also have a tendency to have various areas where they get their information from, websites, blogs, etc., and can be shared around amongst the class. Cost. The apparent big one here, spending £20 on books versus £10,000 on classroom education, is a very big difference here. Location can additionally play a big part. For one reason or another, it might also mean you have to spend time away from home, and that's occasionally simply not possible. Classroom hardware. Training providers are relatively much all about making money, and it is counterintuitive to them to spend cash to make the students' experiences in the lecture room that much better by improving the available hardware, rather than having a proper SAN with agency hardware in there. A training provider will usually make do with a workstation with 16 GB of RAM and a single 1 TB drive. Even as it works, it's not perfect because you're now spending time waiting for things to install, and it takes 50% extra time installing here than it did at home on your domestic lab, and that's because the TP doesn't bother to defrag disks, etc. Another con right here can actually be the students. All you need is a student with a lack of understanding in the class, and that can have an effect on the rest of the class because the instructor has a lot of his time taken up by using that student. Deciding the best one for you. Though there is usually no one-size-fits-all solution, neither is there a right or wrong approach to study. All depends on you by analyzing the cost-benefit analysis. In the end, you would want to go with the one that has the highest benefits.